This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for dialogue and diplomacy to restore peace in the West Asia region. Speaking in the Rajya Sabha today over the ongoing conflict in West Asia, Mr. Modi said India has raised the issue of de-escalation and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Mr. Modi said India is continuously making efforts through diplomacy to ensure the safe movement of Indian ships, even in this war environment. He assured that government is ensuring smooth supplies of petrol, diesel, oil, gas and fertilizers. The Prime Minister said the fundamentals of India's economy are strong and the government is closely monitoring the rapidly changing situation.
अभी तक पश्चिम एशिया में जो नुकसान हुआ है उससे रिकवर होने में भी दुनिया को बहुत समय लगेगा भारत पर इसका कम से कम दुष्प्रभाव हो इसके लिए निरंतर प्रयास किए जा रहे हैं हमारी इकोनॉमी के फंडामेंटल्स मजबूत है और सरकार पल पल बदलते हालात पर नजर रखे हुए है सरकार इसके शॉर्ट टर्म मीडियम टर्म और लॉन्ग टर्म ऐसे हर प्रभाव के लिए एक रणनीति के साथ काम कर रही है भारत सरकार ने एक इंटर मिनिस्ट्रियल ग्रुप भी बनाया है कल ही 7 नए एम्पावर्ड ग्रुप्स का भी गठन किया गया है ये ग्रुप सप्लाई चेन पेट्रोल डीजल फर्टिलाइजर गैस महंगाई ऐसे विषयों पर त्वरित और दूरगामी रणनीति के तहत कार्रवाई करने का काम करेंगे
Prime Minister Modi today held a telephonic conversation with US President Donald Trump. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he received a call from President Trump and they had a useful exchange of views on the situation in West Asia. Prime Minister Modi said that India supports de-escalation and restoration of peace at the earliest, ensuring that the Strait of Hormuz remains open, secure and accessible, which is essential for the whole world. Mr. Modi said that both leaders agreed to stay in touch regarding efforts towards peace and stability. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Iran's ambassador to India, Dr. Mohammad Fatali, this afternoon. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that during the meeting, they discussed the conflict in West Asia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with Sri Lankan President Anuradhakumar Dissanayake. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that they discussed the evolving situation in West Asia with particular focus on disruptions affecting global energy security. They reviewed progress on key initiatives aimed at strengthening India-Sri Lanka energy cooperation and enhancing regional security. The government has assured that there is a sufficient stock of petrol and diesel in the country and domestic production of LPG has been stepped up and all refineries are operating at the highest capacity. Joint Secretary in Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, was addressing an inter-ministerial briefing in New Delhi today on recent developments in West Asia. Special Secretary of the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, informed that two Indian-flagged LPG carriers, Pine Gas and Jagvasant, have safely crossed Strait of Hormuz and are heading towards the country. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today chaired a high-level review meeting in view of recent global and regional security developments. The review comes as the ongoing West Asia conflict enters its fourth week, significantly disrupting global trade routes, particularly through the Strait of Hormuz. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi and Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi attended the meeting. The government has notified the natural gas and petroleum products distribution through laying, building, operation and expansion of pipelines and other facilities Order 2026 under the Essential Commodities Act 1955. The order aims to boost last-mile connectivity and accelerate the expansion of piped natural gas or PNG across the country. The order provides a streamlined and time-bound framework for laying and expanding pipeline across the country, addressing delays in approvals and access to land and enabling faster development of natural gas infrastructure, including in residential areas. And that is the end of this news bulletin.